Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, dream a bigger dream. It's time to dream the bigger dream, says the Father, for I am the God who is more than you could ever ask or think. I long for your prayers to challenge the very strength of my arm to act on your behalf. I long to see faith on the inside of you released as though to bankrupt heaven, if it were possible, to move heaven and earth to bring deliverance in your situation. Rise up, dust off those instruments of praise and craft an audacious prayer that will startle every spirit of complacency and doubt. Cry aloud, don't hold back. Let your voice be heard in the heavens. Petition me and know that I am the God who answers with power and answers with might. And that right quickly. In the midst of adversity, challenge, and lack, I am manifesting my glory as the provider of dreams, dreams that are dreamed by those who dream bigger than any human can think, imagine, or conceive. That is who you are. I've equipped you with everything you need to fulfill your destiny. I've given you my spirit to guide you, my word to instruct you, and my love to empower you. So don't shrink back from the dreams I've placed in your heart. Embrace them with boldness. Pursue them with passion, for I am the God who opens the doors that no man can shut and who makes a way where there seems to be no way at all. Trust in my timing and my plan, says the Father. Trust in my faithfulness and my provision. Trust in my love and my grace, for I am the God who is working all things together for your good, even when you don't see it or understand it. So don't give up on your dreams. Don't settle for mediocrity or complacency. Don't allow the enemy to steal your hope or your joy, for I am the God who restores and rebuilds and brings in your life beauty from ashes, says the Father.
Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.